This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We are at ForkFest 2020 at the beautiful Rogers Campground for what is day number two of the show for us. It's also day number two, but you'll be hearing it on day number three because we're actually a day in advance on the show at this point. But regardless, there's interesting things happening here, and we're going to bring a fraction of them to you. We're going to try to give you a taste of what it's like to be here at this event, which, Aria, is your fourth ForkFest?
It is. I've been to all of the ForkFests so far.
So that's Aria. I'm Ian. And so this one's different, right? Like, what do you think so far?
It is very different. There are more, like, wares vendors here and seemingly fewer food vendors.
Yeah, so what's going on right now is there are two Freedom Festivals that are happening simultaneously. There's the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Which is somewhere down there.
Well, it's in its, I don't know, like 17th year or something like that. It's been going on for a long time, maybe even longer than that. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a long-time event that has attracted a fairly large number of people. So I expect that is going to be a pretty big draw. I've heard they've sold as many as 750 tickets this year.
Nice.
Now, they did start selling the tickets before the whole COVID thing. So how many of the 750 are going to come? I don't know. But I would say that this initial first and second day that we've been looking at here is a pretty good start. And, you know, having been to a number of Porcupine Freedom Festivals over time, I think I can say that. So I'm expecting we're going to see a good crowd by this weekend when, you know, things really start to ramp up.
I would agree. I think the most unusual thing is that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is actually happening, but there are no conventions or things like that going on for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Meaning there's no official scheduled events for right. The Porcupine Freedom Festival right now.
And that's what I've always associated the yeah. Porcupine Freedom Festival with.
Well, I mean, it used to be the whole campground, and then they rolled it back a bit this year for the first time in years. So now they just have that area down by the pavilion in the bowl. And so the rest of the campground is technically ForkFest, but you can't tell between, you know, like as you're walking around, you don't know if somebody's here for ForkFest or if they're here for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or both, because some people have a preference as to which one they like. But the nice thing about this year is both events are coexisting at the same time, and that's the first time that that's happened, and I support that. I think that's a good thing.
I would agree. It's a different experience from ForkFest in previous years, because ForkFest was like the ramp-up pre-Porcupine Freedom Festival party, right. And this year it doesn't have that, so it's just sort of ramping up together.
Yeah, and then the big question is, what will the next week look like? Because
I don't know. I know several people are coming here just for the ForkFest week. I know them personally.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not talking like dozens of people.
Yeah, sure.
But there are at least some people coming just for ForkFest alone.
And that's what I'm interested in seeing, because there's a certain, for whatever percentage of this crowd is here just for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they will go away after the end of this weekend.
Well, they might. I mean, they may not be aware that things are continuing to happen.
Well, I think it'll be pretty clear, because
I think it will become clear.
There's a party tent that Colin brought here last year that he brought back, and I think that's going to stay for sure.
Ladies' Night Out isn't even starting.
Yeah, you guys are going to have your own site. There's going to be a band playing during ForkFest on the Saturday at the end of ForkFest.
July the 4th.
Yeah. And then, of course, the campground has fireworks as well that they do every...
Do you know what time those start?
I do not, but I expect we'll know when it happens.
Well, I would like to not be playing the show when the fireworks start.
They're not going to be doing that. You mean playing your show?
Yeah.
Yeah, good question. You should talk to Crosby.
Yeah. Good idea.
If you don't know him, I'll introduce you. At some point, he'll probably come by, and we'll sit in, you know, sit him down in the guest seat with us. As we do from time to time, you will hear some of the characters that are here at this event. There's a lot of interesting people, a lot of freedom-minded folks.
We set that bar high yesterday, though.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, the guy that we interviewed for like
Footloose.
3 hours, yeah, the interesting factor with him, I mean, that's a high bar.
Yeah,
man.
Anybody following him is going to have a tough time. But if they didn't see him, then they won't know what they have to live up to.
Good point.
Yes, it was something else. You could, of course, download archives as you wish over at freetalklive.com. We can't take your calls, and really, we're so busy talking to people here. It's just a different kind of show when we're on the campground. So if you want to see us live, you're welcome to come by. We do have a studio audience right now. So, you know, thanks for coming out and watching us here. And what is a pretty brutally hot day. And, you know, you never know. It might cool down a little bit later. But, yeah, it's almost 90 degrees out here.
Okay.
But it's a good time, and it's a good group of people. So if you get the chance, come on up. This is going on for basically the next 2 weeks. So you've got plenty of time to get up to New England, whether you drive or fly. I mean, if you can drive out here, you know, grab some friends and take a road trip, I think that's got to be a good time, right?
That would be the ideal way to get here, yeah.
You know, getting on an airplane means you don't have any camping equipment, so you got to grab a hotel. But either way, you're going to have a good time on the campground. Most people just kind of wander around and talk to folks, and it's a unique experience, especially because you'll be surrounded by people who actually care about liberty and freedom, and you know, you may not agree on everything. But
sure.
That's where the interesting conversations come in.
Yeah. I want to have more conversations like we had last year with the socialist guy who was here, because those were, I mean, it was frustrating at times.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
But it was always amicable and always fascinating to hear his points of views and his ideas.
Well, we did have a guy show up yesterday who used to live in Keene a long time ago. And he ended up leaving Keene and becoming like a leftist.
He also came out. I wonder, as the trans person on the show, I wonder if there's some correlation between the two things.
Between him coming out and becoming a leftist? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe because he would find more friends in the lefty community, especially in a place like Ohio, where, you know, political divisions, I imagine, are fairly stark. Whereas here in the Liberty community, I don't know people who are unfriendly to gay people. I mean, maybe they exist, but I don't know who they are.
I don't either.
If they're out there, they're not doing anything overt. They're not, you know, making it known or anything like that. So, but he left New Hampshire and then went off in a more lefty direction. He showed up here yesterday wearing a mask.
Yes.
One of the few people. Now, there have been a handful, like maybe no more than a handful. I don't think that I've seen. Wearing masks here, so
it's curious because the mask, like even according to the government and the health industry, doesn't protect the wearer, right?
That's what people say.
So what is the point of being one person in a crowd of 1,000 who is wearing a mask?
Well, he claimed he was trying to prevent people from getting infected or whatever. He had had COVID, but
he
kept pulling the mask down.
Yeah. I can claim to have had COVID six times last month.
He was constantly pulling the mask down. And at one point, Lee was here, one of our new co-hosts on Sunday night. He was standing here, and the guy with the mask pulls his mask down, turns to the left, and coughs. And so Lee says to him, what's the point of wearing the mask if you're just going to pull it down to cough?
A fair question.
And he did not have a good answer. He didn't even seem to realize what he'd done.
Yeah.
Of course, he also seemed to be a little inebriated.
That's also the issue with the mask, is that people touch their faces constantly. When I went into the bank and the teller there was wearing a mask, within the 45 minutes I was there, she probably touched her face a dozen times.
And the reason you're not supposed to touch your face is because you're touching, like, what, things with the COVID on it, supposedly, and then transferring?
Yeah, well, if you have COVID and you touch your face or you adjust your mask or whatever, those germs are spread onto your hands, and then everything you touch, they spread onto.
I see.
It's, you might as well just be coughing on the pin that you're having handing someone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, masks may, in fact, be a good idea if everybody used them properly, but that involves not touching your face.
Yeah, I like to touch my face. If I itch, I want to scratch it.
Yeah, right.
It would drive me up the wall to not be able to touch my face.
I've trained myself not to touch my face, but it's generally so that I don't screw up my makeup.
That helps.
So.
Yeah, and it can be bad for acne, right? Like if you touch your face, if you've got problems with acne. So there's reasons not to, but to change your lifestyle simply because of other people's fear is really what this is all about. It's about pandering to fear, and it's about the authoritarian medical state rising in relationship to, like, basically how fearful people are is what they can get away with.
Looking around, I don't see anyone at this time wearing masks, which is such a stark contrast to my experience in Keene, which is that the number of mask wearers has just exponentially increased
throughout
the last week and a half to 2 weeks.
So we got
almost everyone.
There may be people shopping, though. A lot of people come to Keene to shop. We got more coming up here from Porkfest. Welcome to the show. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live at Sportfest 2020. We're here at Rogers Campground, beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by AnyPay, which has the best campsite, I think, of all the sites, because they've got this epic dome that they've set up. It's down the hill from us, all the way on the other side of the hill that we're on here in what they call Agora Valley during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is kind of, you know, Agora is the marketplace for people right. that don't know. It's a, I think it's the Greek word for market.
I think so.
And so this valley had sort of sprung up naturally over time, and meaning when the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which started like 2003, I think it was, maybe. Anyway, over time, it became a more popular event, and people want to vend things. They want to sell food. They want to sell merchandise or whatever, services. They just started setting up, and this particular area was like the hot zone that we're in right now. Eventually, the Porcupine Freedom Festival organizers decided they wanted to monetize that, and so they started to charge people
Shocking.
A vendor fee in order to vend specifically in these rows. And
well, these are the high traffic rows.
They are.
So I understand, you know, the profit motive driving that, but it also seems like it would be up to Rogers Campground to charge the higher rate and not the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah. However, what they did was they took over the campground. So they cut a deal with Rogers, as I understand it, to take
okay.
these spaces and have exclusivity to reserve the spaces, basically. So it's almost subleasing them
right.
in a way from Rogers. And there was a time when they, you know, they got away with it. The demand was hot enough for this area, and people wanted to be here real bad, so they paid whatever the fees were. And then, as tends to happen with central, you know, sort of centrally organized events, things go in a different direction, meaning that they kept going in that direction of more control, right? So they said, we're not only going to charge for these spaces, but now there's all these rules. So not only are you paying for the space, you have to follow extra rules. And, you know, purportedly some of the rules were there for good reason, right? That's why rules are made, right?
Well, that's what everyone who makes rules says.
Right. And but what ended
up making you wear masks because of good reasons.
Thankfully, that's not happening here. But in this case, the rules cranked up. The fees went up, right? And so what they ended up doing was they drove away the market. They literally drove, through central planning, they drove the market away from the Porcupine Freedom Festival's Agora Valley. And last year, they went on a road that was like five roads down. So it was like the road just outside of the official Agora Valley zone. And they set up their own thing. So the vendors got together and they said, well, let's just set up over here. And we'll call it...
it's such a beautiful microcosm of the state.
Yeah, well, and ugly at the same time, right? Like, but they did the right thing. They moved the market. They stopped putting up with the rules. And they said, well, we can have no rules if we just move over here. And so that's what people did. And what do they call it? The Where It's At street or zone or something like that? It was called Where It's At. They had signs up.
I didn't come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, so I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
I only heard about this secondhand, probably from you, but
so
I don't know what they were calling it.
They had like those yard signs, you know, that you can custom print. I think you've got some for
sure.
Aria for Sheriff. And so it said Where It's At on there. So as though you couldn't tell, but yes, it was clearly that was the hot zone. It was lined with vendors and hangouts and whatever.
Nice.
And so
I wonder if they will do that this year.
I guess,
even though there's no real reason to, but I mean,
that's the thing. The organizers, I think, finally, and there's a different organizer this year, Carla Garris. She's back from the old days. And so she can remember the old days when they didn't have these rules. So she decided, F it. You know, we're just going to drop all the rules. We're going to drop trying to centrally manage the campground. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is now just an event that happens on the campground. It is no longer, like, domineering the rest of the real estate. And so now people can set up without paying fees, and they don't have to follow anything but the campground's rules. So it's kind of a throwback to the old Porcupine Freedom Festival in a lot of ways. And so kudos to them for making that decision. It was the market was definitely demanding it, and I don't know if it was because of the market demand or also because of COVID. Because that was cited as a reason as well that they had to cut things back. But I think that it was the right choice to make to cut things back, to decentralize the Port Fest.
I would agree. And, you know, we're still very early in this. What is today, Tuesday? I don't
day
know
two.
What day it is.
Yeah, right now it is Tuesday, but our listeners will hear this on Wednesday.
And it's already a pretty good sized crowd, and we're nowhere near the weekend. By Thursday, this place is going to be packed.
I think it is. That's what I'm feeling here. I feel like there's at least a couple hundred people here already, at minimum.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we haven't even been back there to the campsites and all
that. Yeah, I haven't walked the park.
I have no idea how many people are here.
Well, plus, you know, there are also the park regulars who are here as well.
Sure.
So one of the relevant metrics would be to ask the Porcupine Freedom Festival how many tickets actually showed up. So if they sold 750. And, of course, you always get walk-ins, right? So you sell in advance and then people just show up. So how many people at the end of the week actually were here? That's an important number. Also, Crosby, the owner of the park, can say, well, last year at this time we had this many people in the park, and this year at this time we had X, right? So compare those. So there are some ways to get some idea. But during ForkFest, it's also going to coincide, and ForkFest started, there's nothing official, but some people started it yesterday.
I started it yesterday.
Some people will be starting it this coming Monday. But regardless, you know, if you can get up here, you don't want to miss out on this. It's going to be a great event.
And it's going to be a memorable 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm looking forward to it. I think there's a good vibe here so far, with the exception of, you know, one drunk guy last night.
Excessively drunk guy last night.
He did not have good vibrations. I think he thinks he has good vibrations, but no.
Well, maybe it's the mask. The masks are interfering with his...
I think so. I mean, I think the masks interfere with...
It's like the beard guy, Footloose that we talked with yesterday, you know? Things like that, they mess with you.
I think that the masks mess with, like, human connection, period. I think it's very hard to understand somebody as well as you could if you can't see their facial expressions, you can't see their lips moving.
Certainly. And, I mean, they're talking through cloth as well, so they're automatically muffled, and you can't get any cue from them about whether they're smiling. Maybe you can. Maybe their eyes wrinkle or whatever, but the cues are minimal. It's not a human interaction.
Yeah, well, my eyes might wrinkle if I were angry as well, you know, so I don't know. But it is something that I'm glad we don't see a whole lot here. That said, it's definitely on the conversation topics, right? Like, as I've gone around, that has come up, right? The masks and all that. People here feel pretty strongly, and I would say they feel pretty strongly against the masks from my experience so far.
That's, I mean, if they felt strongly in favor of the masks, they would be wearing them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean, looking around and seeing people not in masks, it's refreshing. I mean, plus this is an outdoor campsite in the middle of June. Yep. What is the risk of COVID at this point?
I don't know. I can tell you this. I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody I know moved from New York City to Vermont like 6 or 7 weeks ago or something, and she's still, quote, hunkered down.
Well, I mean, coming from New York, I would expect that sort of hyper-liberal, we have to save the old people by wearing
masks. I don't
know
what her politics are. I honestly don't know, but wow, it's crazy. So, by the way, this show brought to you by AnyPay. I started mentioning that earlier. They've got an amazing dome here. You should go and check that out if you come here to ForkFest. AnyPay will help you accept cryptocurrency. They've got a new website. It's anypay.city, where you can go and you can actually look at the different cities where they've got people that accept crypto and what the businesses are. You can actually pay them remotely, which is pretty cool, especially if you're into the whole COVID thing, paying remotely. Check out AnyPayInc.com for their website, and then AnyPay.city is their new site. So check that out, too. More coming up from ForkFest 2020.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is accusing Democrats. President Trump says Democrats are aiming to weaken the police.
They want to take away a lot of the strength from our police and from law enforcement generally, and we can't live with that.
The president speaking during a press conference while welcoming the president of Poland to the White House. Meanwhile, Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, say the GOP bill does not go nearly far enough.
The Republican majority proposed the legislative equivalent of a fig leaf. Something that provides a little cover, but no real change.
The nation's coronavirus hotspots are setting new records again. Florida and Texas both recorded over 5,000 new cases of the respiratory illness in the past day. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state is dealing with a massive outbreak. North Carolina, the latest state to require folks to wear masks. You're listening to USA Radio News. North Korea's changing course. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
After weeks of ratcheting up tensions on the Korean Peninsula, North Korea has taken a step back with a Wednesday announcement in state-run media that leader Kim Jong-un has called off his military plans against South Korea. At a meeting that was chaired by Kim, the report says military officials, quote, took stock of the prevailing situation, suspending the military action plans against the South. Mention of the North Korean leader's appearance at an official meeting was the first in almost 2 weeks, marking the first time that he has publicly weighed in on that brewing conflict with South Korea, as his sister Kim Yo-jong had been the public face of the North Korean bellicose turn towards its southern neighbor.
Attorney General Bill Barr will testify before Congress next month. The Attorney General accepting an invitation to appear before the House Judiciary Committee on July 28th. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us in real life. You have to come here. You can't call in. We don't have phone lines here. There's not much in the way of connectivity up here, but it's a lot better than it used to be. There actually are some cell phones or cell phone towers in the nearby vicinity that have 4G now, so that's kind of nice. It's been that way for the last few years here. We're at Rogers Campground for ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party, and you can learn more about the event there. It's an unofficial website. There's nothing official about ForkFest, but you can link to a ForkFest chat room on Telegram, which is fairly busy, especially during the festival. There's also a ForkFest forum there. Somebody created a ForkFest calendar. You can link to that as well. I don't know. Did you put your band thing up?
I did not. I didn't know the calendar had been completed. I know someone mentioned it, and I think I said someone who's not me should make one.
Somebody should do that, and somebody did, thank goodness.
Cool. So I will have to do that then.
What happens here is up to the attendees. What happens as far as like supporting the event is up to the attendees. So I promote it on my radio show, you know, and what, you know, if you come here, you can put something together. Ari is putting together a concert for next Saturday. We're going to be here for the next 2 weeks, so we're going to have a lot to say about this event, and we'll talk to some of the people who are here. We also have news that we can cover.
Yeah.
We are paying attention to some extent.
The rest of the world is still ticking on.
Yeah, it's
presumably
easy. It is easy to let it all just blow by you here, and if I weren't doing a radio show, I totally would let everything blow by as far as whatever the hell is going on out there, because it's just easy to kind of get lost in conversation with people and just having the ForkFest experience.
I mean, putting real life on hold is kind of the entire point of vacations and festivals and Forkfest in particular. I mean, this isn't real life. For a lot of people seem to think that, you know, they come to Forkfest and they're like, oh, this is what New Hampshire's like. I should definitely move here. But Forkfest isn't New Hampshire.
No, it is a taste of, you know, life, a brief bit of it with only freedom people around, basically. You know, the police are somewhere, but they don't come here. They did try.
They have in the past.
Yeah, a long time ago, it was probably more than a decade ago, during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a police cruiser came into the park and, like, cruised through the camping area. So there's, like, a camping area. There's an RV zone. We're in the RV zone here, set up with our table broadcast.
And how many people were running behind him
with
cameras?
Yeah, there were a ton of people. Of course, we had two-way radios, so, you know, somebody put out the call, hey, there's cops in the park where they're at. So people made a beeline for them. And
I love it.
And actually, it turned out they weren't here for... to arrest somebody.
That's
or
right, it was some local or, I mean, one of the...
No, what it was they were here because they just sort of do ride-throughs, because normally the park requests that they do a ride-through or something, or they allow them to or whatever, like they'd allow them to do a ride-through just to, you know, show their presence. But here, it was not welcome by the super majority of the park, and so the park owner told the police... Do not come back here during this week. So any week that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is on, you will not see the police come through the park unless somebody calls them here for some reason. And that's never happened.
That's a good story. I like that story.
Yep, it was a good one. And then there was the time, of course, where the Department of Revenue came. And that was probably several years later, like 7 or 8 years later.
Were they taking issue with all of the unlicensed vending?
That was what their intention was, yeah. They wanted to go to each vendor, and so they started in the spot that was, like, literally right next to us. It was, like, some fry vendor, just somebody you'd see at a fairgrounds or whatever.
That's the peak spot. That's where...
Yeah. But they... So the fry vendor, somebody you would just see at a fairgrounds, he wasn't, like, a libertarian. He was more of a... Just somebody, an opportunist, right? He wants to make some money. He knows there's a festival here. He's from the
area.
That's
what it was like 2 years ago. A lot of non-libertarians here vending.
So he was one of those guys. And so they targeted him first. And so we... Again, I happened to see these guys pull into the parking lot, put a call out over the two-way radio, because I saw the logo on the door, right, to the car. Now, it wasn't a police cruiser. These were just bureaucrats from the Department of Revenue. Now, they are the enforcement arm of that. They're the agents that go around and try to intimidate you into paying taxes.
So the Department of Revenue, is that the IRS or a
state
government thing?
It's the state equivalent, right?
Okay.
So there's not an income tax in New Hampshire, so they're not the IRS, but they are the Department of Revenue in that there are taxes in New Hampshire, sadly.
Especially on businesses.
And there's specifically a sales tax on prepared food. So New Hampshire gets a lot of accolades for not having a sales tax. Like when you go to Walmart and you buy, you know, whatever you buy off the shelf there, for the most part, there's not going to be a tax. But if it's prepared food, meaning somebody's heated a thing and served it to you or whatever, or they've heated the thing and left it for you to take, either way, if it's been prepared, then there's a tax on it. So that's what the 9% meals tax is.
Right.
And there's also a 9% rooms tax. So these goons came out. And they targeted the first business. By that time, we already had a crowd of... they literally walked... What is that? I'm not good at estimating distance. 500 feet or something from the parking lot to this prime spot right next to us here?
Yeah.
It's not far. It's like, you know, several car lengths away. And by that time, there were a large group of people that had...
They were all just intending to ask the...
They
were cop blocking...
Well, I was there, and I was definitely cop blocking. And then the definition of a cop block would be to ask tough questions of the police when they show up somewhere. So not just to record video, but also ask questions and give them a hard time.
And generally keep them from getting to their innocent, nonviolent
suspect. I mean, usually they're going to do what they're going to do, and you just say things to them, and that makes them hopefully uncomfortable with what they're doing. And it makes it known that not everyone is happy about what they're doing. That we're not just going to put up with it and be silent. And so I was calling them out, and there was, I think Garrett Ian showed up as well with his camera, and there was probably at least a dozen to two dozen people that just mobbed these guys. Now, we didn't hurt them. We didn't touch them.
Right.
We just spoke. And so they tried to intimidate the first vendor, and I think the first vendor was already collecting taxes because he's just some fairgrounds guy, so he was already doing that. But they didn't go anywhere else after that. They showed up, we showed up, they turned around, and they left. because they had intended to go down the rows and talk to every single one of these vendors selling food and try to register them with the state so they could, you know, officially pay taxes.
What about the vendors who accept Bitcoin? Do they expect us to pay a Bitcoin tax?
Will
they accept a payment in Bitcoin to cover the cost of the taxes?
They will definitely not accept a Bitcoin payment.
I wouldn't want to send them Bitcoin anyway, but...
So, it was a huge victory. And
I would say so.
Yeah, and there's video of that, too. So, if you search for, like, Pork Fest revenue agents or something like that, it'll probably come up. But it's on the Freekeen YouTube channel. And so, let's just say the state agents have had a really bad time.
It makes me sad that they don't just try this crap anymore, you know?
Makes you sad?
Yeah.
Why? Because you want to see it?
I want to take part in it, you know?
Well, that's not... I mean, I get the attitude. It is fun to give them a hard time, but it's a victory that they don't come back, right? Because they could.
No, I agree. It's victorious. I mean, it's been successful.
They could come back with more agents next time, right? Like, if they wanted to escalate things...
True.
They could. But they've decided that whatever the publicity level is that they got off of that, which wasn't much, it's just my little video and whoever else published their videos online, but the negative pushback was enough to make them say, you know what, screw it. We're not coming back there. Let them do their thing.
And I mean, it's definitely great. I mean, and I'm happy for the victory, but, you know, at the same time, it sucks not to have been here for all of those battles.
Well, you know what, Aria? You could always go downtown and try to get a parking ticket.
I don't have to try to get those. They just seem to sort of...
Have you challenged them? Have you gotten one?
I haven't gotten one in a really long time.
Okay.
I've never gotten one here.
Because that's the other thing. Recently in Keene, we were ticketed, not you in this case, but the nightcap that we have, which is every Friday night, not this week, but generally every Friday night in Keene. This year, we've been doing this protest event. The Keene police came down after 12 weeks of no issues with Keene. Yeah. They just drive around and leave us alone. And we're like drinking alcohol. There's open carry of guns. I mean, it's, you know, all kinds of interesting things. Open carry is legal, by the way, in New Hampshire, but
open alcohol is not. Yeah,
it's not.
We have taken shots of like Jameson as the cops drive by.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we've toasted them before.
Yeah.
I mean, here's to you, officer.
Leave us alone. And they were until 12 weeks after, and then they finally ticketed the cars that were around the circle there at Central Square in the heart of downtown Keene with $15, what they were, quote, nighttime parking tickets, saying you can't park there after 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., which I never knew that. And so I challenged the ticket, and I'll tell you what happened. Coming up here, this is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020. You can go to forkfest.party. More coming up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live at ForkFest 2020. You can go to forkfest.party and you can learn more about the event there. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by Divi. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of their relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org, D-I-V-I project.org. As we continue, it's Ian with you, by the way.
And Aria.
We're here at our remote studios, right at the top of the hill, right as you come into the ForkFest / PorkFest grounds. And we were talking about stuff, but I don't remember what it was, so let's just move on. You found a story just now about movie theaters.
Yeah, well, I mean, the COVID nonsense, right, it ground entertainment to a halt.
Yeah, movies, music.
Yeah, so movie theaters, they apparently have nothing to screen. So they resorted to playing older movies and stuff like that, which is surprising to me because I would have thought that all of the movies that were supposed to have released in, like, March and April and May
would have come out. But,
yeah,
but they're afraid of releasing them now because they think the crowds are going to be really small. And they're probably right in a lot of places.
Yeah.
We covered a few days ago the AMC theater story about how they were not going to require masks.
And then they backtracked.
And then the mask people, social
the
media
Karens.
Pressured them. Well, I mean, there's more than just Karens, right? There's a lot of mask people out there.
They're all
people
Karens.
Who are afraid. Fair enough. But so anyway, they now say they're going to require masks. And which is interesting because there are people who are so afraid, they're still not going to go to the movie theaters, even with the requirement of masks. So it may actually hurt them. Who knows? They think it's going to help them. They think, you know, pandering to this fear is going to help them. I wish them the best. And the local movie theater in Keene, which is, by the way, reopening next week, also is planning to do this classic movie thing where they're showing Jurassic Park. They're going to have, like, the original Batman. I think the Back to the Future series is all going to play. Yeah, so and that's interesting to me because I didn't expect, when I heard that, my first question was, well, how many theaters are doing this? Because this is a really smart idea.
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant.
Apparently, they're collecting the statistics on it, So tell me what's happening.
Okay, so coming to us from Deadline.com, Steven Spielberg's 1993 movie Jurassic Park was number one for the fourth time in its release history this past weekend because movie theaters, you know, they have to have something to play, so they're going to these old movies and...
Right.
Number one at the box office, so kudos for them on that.
Does it say how much the gross was?
Well, it's got a lot of numbers here, but in order to actually get to them, I'm going to have to see where it starts. So 2020 fare, like Universal DreamWorks Animations, God, what a name, Trolls World Tour had been leading at a still distressed box office because, as you pointed out, most people... aren't going to go to the movie theaters right now, whether
that movie specifically was being streamed online. So that movie, the Trolls movie you're talking about, made headlines.
Yeah, I remember that. AMC created their own streaming service or something, right?
I don't know about that. They may have. There were like 7 or 8 different streaming services, you know, YouTube, Amazon, so you could go to different places to see this box office movie, so I don't know if the streaming money counts towards box office. I presume it doesn't.
I wouldn't think it does.
So, yeah, so you're saying Jurassic Park knocked out the Trolls movie.
Yes, and it earned $517,000 at 230 movie theaters.
Okay, so not a whole lot.
No.
But that's enough to be number one.
Yes.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, and I mean, it's only $500,000, you know?
Wait, what's 500? I thought you said 230,000.
$530,000 at 230 movie theaters.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, 500,000. Gotcha. Yeah, that's like chump change for movies.
It is. So, I mean, it's still not good. But the second movie was Jaws, taking in a little over, I mean, barely less than that. They were at 516,000. So it was very close between the year 2020 when Jaws and Jurassic Park competed for the number one spot on the box office.
Right, that's the most interesting thing about this is, like, you can now have classic movies competing against each other to see who gets the most viewers, and that's amazing. And you know what? I've actually never seen Jaws, so I would probably go if Jaws
You've never seen Jaws?
I've never seen Jaws.
Okay, it's not bad.
Nor any of the sequels, but...
I've never seen any of the sequels.
I mean, they're awful, but...
It's not bad, but it's an 80s movie about a killer shark.
Yeah,
so,
it's a classic.
It's right? What you would expect, you know?
It's a classic. And that also is Steven Spielberg, correct, I believe?
I think so.
So, yeah,
so to put this into perspective, there was a 2013 re-release of Jurassic Park, evidently, that over one weekend made $18.5 million and placed fourth in the box office.
So you said it was $500,000+,
yes,
right?
At more than 230 movie theaters.
Okay. So.
And a lot of them, as you pointed out, are local.
That's like $2,000 a theater on average.
So what is that, like 200 seats?
If they're doing $5 a seat, which is what they're going to do in Keene for this, they're going to do $5 a holler tickets for these things. That's 434 seats per average.
For an entire weekend.
So that's
that's
one
still horrible.
Showing. I mean, that's like two showings in a 250 seat movie theater. So yeah, this is pretty dismal.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's $500,000. It's hard to call that dismal, you know?
Well, for a movie that hasn't been out for years, that's not bad, I guess. But it's dismal in that there are not many people that are going out to see the movies. And I think this is a cool idea.
I love it.
You know, I'm not a huge movie buff or anything like that. I don't watch every day, but, you know, every couple weeks I'll watch a movie, not in the theaters generally. But at $5 a pop, I'm more likely to go and actually see some of these classics, even some that I've seen before.
Like, because, you know, you'll be entertained.
I know I'll be entertained, and I know that on some of these movies, I probably haven't seen them since I was a kid. So some of them that I have seen, it would be a completely different experience to go and see it as an adult. You know, you have your whole lifetime of experience. You get more of the adult jokes and things like that,
That's
right?
That's true. I think I was probably 6 the last time I actually watched Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
It may have been 12 when I watched Jaws.
I don't remember the last time I watched Jurassic Park. And I think I've definitely seen Back to the Future as an adult, I think, as a younger adult.
Yeah, I torrented those a few years ago because I had never seen them. And I was like, you know, people talk about this trilogy and they say it's really good. So And it's clear that, you know, the second and the third films were filmed, you know, together.
Yes.
So that was very well done. Was that Spielberg as well?
No, I don't think Spielberg was involved. Unless he was the producer of it, I don't think he was involved with that. I think it's Bob Gale and Robert Zemeckis.
Okay. Well, they did a really good job.
The two there. So that's cool. Thank you so much for sharing that story. That's going to be interesting to watch that over the next few weeks. Another reason why the turnout's going to be small on the box office is because in a lot of places, they're just not open.
Yeah, that's true.
You cannot reopen theaters in many states, from what I understand. So, and when they finally do, it's going to be a slow go on getting people to actually leave their homes because there are so many people who are afraid.
Unnecessarily. You know, all of the lockdown protests, I mean, they say the COVID numbers are spiking again. Oh, God, we opened too soon. It's absurd. I mean, what do people expect to happen this winter? You know,
I expect the movie theaters are going to go out of business. I mean, if they can't put butts in seats...
Yeah,
you know, it's not going to last. I mean, this could be a last desperate gasp by the movie theater business to stay alive.
I would ask all of these mask wearers, is a life without music concerts, a life without movie theaters, a life without movies being released, is that worth freaking living?
Oh, really? Aria, you can go to a music concert. You can do a drive-in one.
That is not a music concert.
No,
that is
not.
Sitting in
it's
your
lame.
Car listening to the stereo for 3 hours. No, thank you.
It's super lame. They had one that was supposed to be a drive-in rave that they announced in Cleveland,
I think it was. Did they cancel that? Did they say, oh, we're sorry, we had a momentary lapse of judgment, we're canceling this because it's stupid?
It is stupid, but I have not heard anything about a cancellation. But the idea would be that you drive in, and then you get two spaces, one in which you park your car, the other in which you're supposed to have your own little dance zone.
Yeah, that's... At a rave.
Yes. So lame. It's like, this COVID thing has taken...
That's like a second grader's version of a rave.
Yeah, it's taken things that have been cool and made them lame, and it's taken things that have been already lame and made them even more pathetic. That's what's happened. I mean, it's just, there's nothing fun or cool to do anymore in 2020, with the exception of this event. ForkFest...
Well, Freedom Fest is also happening.
In Vegas, that's true. That's true.
In the middle of July, though, so that's going to be extremely hot.
I don't mind Freedom Fest. It's a fine convention. It's a good convention. I enjoyed my time there last year, and I would go back. But this is way better.
For sure.
Nothing compares to ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival and being in the woods with a bunch of cool people who really love freedom. It is, you know, your Freedom Fest, it's a hotel convention. It's pricey. You're in Vegas. You're at a casino in Vegas.
I imagine prices in Vegas are way down
right
now.
Maybe so, but you got to be able to afford that particular event.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more conservatives that attend that event. It's more of like a libertarian conservative event, and so it's a different mix. More coming up here in moments. We got hour two on the way. This is Free Talk Live. We're here at ForkFest 2020, forkfest.party, the website. More coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.